Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
He is Boog Powell. Boog, what's happening?
Hey, Bob. Not a whole lot. I'm sitting down here in Key West, Florida, and roasting my buns off. Other than that, that's about it. Kind of boring, to tell you the truth.
How's quarantine been treating you the last few months here, Boog?
I hate it. I just hate it. It's been, I go out like two times a week. I go to the grocery store, and I wear my mask, and I don't even have to go to the grocery store. I can call and have my groceries delivered, but I got to get out of the house. So, that's pretty much the whole story of my life for the last 2 months. Anyway, it's been pretty boring.
All right, Boog. Let's before we get to the 70 Orioles, what do you make of what's potentially happening here with baseball 2020? Probably no fans. 60 games in 66 days. I mean, how's this going to work? We hope it works, but. You know, how's it going to work, and how do we judge the level of play this season?
I have no idea. I kind of think that they ought to have some way to make some noise or something in the stands. So, you know, if a guy does something, that they ought to have a system where they can push a button and people will holler and scream and clap and all of that. I would find that hard to get used to. I remember that game we played a few years ago with no fans. Mm-hmm. And I was sitting out at the ballpark that day, and it was very weird. I mean, it was – I guess that we can get used to it, or the players can get used to it, and you just go about it. I mean, they're professionals, and they go about their business like any other day, but – I always kind of looked forward to when I came to the plate is to having somebody booing me. Some were actually booing me, and some were booging me. So, but I kind of look forward to that. And I don't know how the players are going to react to that.
Boog Powell joining us here, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Bob Haney with you on this Total Request Thursday. Let's get to 1970, and before we do, let's go back to the end of the 1969 season, and you won in 66, overwhelming favorites against the Mets in 69. What was that loss like? I mean, we're talking 51 years later. Is that a loss that still, looking back, bothers you and bothers your teammates greatly, given the fact that you were expected to win and win handily?
I think it did. We were really proud of that team, and I think it might have been every bit as good as the 70 team, if not a little bit better. We had guys having better years. I had a better year, hit more home runs, drove in more runs, everything else. And I don't know. It just seemed like after it was over, I don't know. It seemed like they got dirty and we didn't. And we just I don't know exactly what happened, but I do remember going to spring training the next year in 1970. And I think that inside of each one of us there was a goal to do something about it. I mean, we didn't really talk about it. There wasn't a lot to say. I mean, we all knew what happened, but there was like an inner drive or something that said, this is our year. We're going to kick butt this year. We're going to make up for what happened last year.
And the Orioles did kick butt, winning 108 games during the regular season, rolling through the American League East. And back in those days, Boog, the league championship series, which was new at the time, was 3 out of 5. And you had the Twins in 69, again in 70. And they had future Hall of Famers on that ball club. Was the league championship series even more stressful than playing in the World Series back in those days?
I think so. Especially like the first one was in 69, and it just didn't seem fair, you know, that we had won 108 games and we got to keep playing to get into the World Series, and it just didn't seem right. And the same thing in 70. But as it turned out, we didn't lose a playoff game in 69, 70, or 71. Even the next year, we didn't lose one. But we were a good team. I mean, we had it. We had all the, pardon the pun, we had all the bases covered.
Now, you were at league MVP, and as you said, in 69, you had a monster season then. Harmon Killebrew won the award, but in 70, you got it. What was that? I mean, team goals are number one, but at least from an individual standpoint, you had been an all-star before, and you'd won a world championship before in 66. What was it like to win that individual award for you?
Well, it was really good, and one of the things that that impressed me more than anything else is in 69, the first time that I saw Harmon the next year, he said, I won it, but you're the one that should have won this, the MVP trophy in 69. I mean, he had a good year, too. He hit 40 home runs and drove in 140. I only drove in 120, but I hit over 300. And, you know, there was a lot of good things about that year. But in 1970, just to be added on to our, you know, what we did in the World Series and everything else, it was just like, wow. And I can remember sitting in my driveway in Miami. I lived in Miami at the time. And I had my daughter in my lap, and my daughter was like, she was 4 years old at the time, and we were talking about it the other day. And she says, do you remember that? And I says, I remember it very well, sweet. It was one of the highlights of my life, there's no doubt.
Boog Powell joining us here, Bob Haney with you on this Total Request Thursday, talking about the 1970 Orioles World Champions, 50th anniversary of one of the great teams in baseball history. Boog Powell, MVP of the AL in that year. Let's go to the World Series. And, you know, Brooks was MVP. He was brilliant. But you hit a home run in game one as the Orioles were down 3-0, made it 3-2. You hit another one in game two. What were your impressions of the Reds, the big red machine, going into that series? And the Reds were actually slightly favored to win.
Yeah, I couldn't understand that. I don't think that whoever the odds makers were weren't paying much attention to how good we were. And, you know, they had a good team, but, I mean, we had better pitching, we had better defense, and the offense was, you know, pretty even, I thought. And I felt pretty good about hitting that home run in the first game. It kind of broke the ice, you know, and said, okay, guys, here we go. You know, and then all of a sudden after that, it was like things started coming to the, you know, they started rising. And then the home run that I hit in the second game went in the upper deck in center field. And I would bet there's not a, if you were to ask Johnny Bench how many home runs he'd seen hit in the upper deck in center field, he would probably say not too many, maybe not even a handful. But, you know, it was a pleasure just walking out on the field and watching Brooksy put that show on over there at third, and he wins the car for the MVP of the World Series. He's got a Corvette, and I kidded him a lot, and I says, you know, Brooksy, half that car is mine. And he said, what do you mean? I says, well, it says every one of those plays you made, and you threw the ball to first, every one of them was in the dirt. if I don't come up with it, it's E5, brother. And, you know, so, and he says, yeah, you're right. He says, but you wouldn't have fit in that Corvette anyway. No, you're right about that. So we kidded a lot about it, but we were very proud of our accomplishment. And it was almost we finally evened the score.
How big, Boog, was that series for Frank Robinson? Started his career with the Reds. They traded him to the Orioles. He was, quote-unquote, an old 30 at the time. For Frank, going into the series, was there extra motivation for him to do well? And he went deep a couple of times in that series as well.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I know he was excited. Before the thing started, I said, Frank, okay, big guy, here's your chance right here. And he didn't say a word. You know, he just had that look on his eyes. I knew when he was serious, and he was dead serious, and he really, really wanted to do well, as we all did. You know, we were all, like I was saying before, we were all suffering from last year's defeat.
Boog Powell joining us here on the Fan. Bob Haney with you. Boog, before we let you roll, 50 years have passed since that Orioles team won the World Championship, and 50 years after the fact, how do you think that team should be remembered? I mean, when you see these top 10 lists of all greatest teams of all time, the 70 Orioles are usually on it. Do you think that team is recognized appropriately for how good it was?
Maybe not. And one of the biggest things that didn't make us, a Yankees type deal is we lost the World Series in 69 and 71. And if we'd have won two out of three of those and we won three out of four of the World Series we were in, we might have been a juggernaut. As it turned out, I don't think that, in 71, we had 420 game winners, you know, so how do you separate that? And we had some good years and our defense was wonderful and everything else. So they fit right in together. So, but the 70 team, we were solid. We made no mistakes. We knew where everybody was on every single play. And it was fun going out there every day. Couldn't wait for the games to get over and go sit down somewhere and have a cold beer with my teammates.
He's Boog Powell, Orioles Hall of Famer, American League Most Valuable Player back in 1970, celebrating the 50th anniversary of the 1970 World Champion Orioles. Boog, appreciate your time. As always, enjoy Key West, which is an awesome place for sure, and hopefully we'll be seeing you up here at Camden Yards at some point in 2020.
I hope so, Bob. My pleasure being with you.
All right, Boog. Thanks, bud.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.